we're at all time highs. I've been personally feeding cows. Right before this thing got high in 2014, you know. So, eight years ago, you know, we kind of had this cow market in June. You know, a little bit earlier than this, we saw, you know, $1.10 to $1.14 type of cows. You know, I mean, that's kind of what they were bringing back when we hit our high. And like yesterday, I'm going to call that cow market $6 to $10 higher yesterday. A lot of these, we have these fat cows up to $1.30, you know, and is it enough yet? Probably not. I mean, not for expenses, but I mean, we're getting there. We're putting in these new highs, but it's a lot of dollars, but it's costing a lot of dollars to get there. But like these feeding cows, so now you got the packer in there, and the packer's fighting for these cows for their protein market, and you got the feeding guy in there fighting for these cows, and you know, so you just got a lot of identities. And usually, normally, like July, like here's what I always have to say. I said, why is there a cow for sale in July? Why aren't they out at pasture? Yesterday we had 498 cows. 21 years ago when I bought the sale barn, we had 347 cattle the whole month of July. 21 years ago. Do you think about that? But, you know, I was kind of expecting, you know, a good run, 100, 150 cows this time of year, just because, you know, why are these cows still coming to town? I mean, it just doesn't let up. It doesn't let up. I know it was a hard winter. I know, I mean, and there's a lot of these open cows. We're talking pot loads of cows instead of trailer loads of cows. So are we down on cow numbers? Absolutely. But you're seeing these cows costing, feeding cows yesterday, a good one, 116 to 123. So we've bypassed the all-time highs from, you know, 8 years ago. And I don't see where this thing's letting up. It's all about the packer now. How much can they hold this thing down? You know, what tricks are they going to play? What are they going to do? I mean, how much are they going to import? Because like a lot of these cows, I mean, that's your lean hamburger trimmings, you know. And, you know, what are we going to do? Are they just going to keep paying? Because I tell you, in the next 30 to 45 days, you want to see a cow market, this thing's going to get wild. And I mean, we're not close to the top. And even, go ahead.
And is that something that you think is mostly driven by demand then, rather than supply?
100% demand. 100 supply and demand. Well, we're gonna get through these cows, and the only thing is, you know, now everybody's got enough rain. I wouldn't say enough, but I mean, we got enough to make it into the fall. You know, I mean, I know there's areas in the U.S. that are dry, but it sounds like they got the, you know, the milk cows. I mean, it sounds like they've got those, you know, thinned out, you know, quite a ways, and you know, we're just short of protein. I mean, they've driven. This many people out of the business. I mean, it's Mother Nature and the packer. I mean, basically the, you know, not letting anybody make any money for 7-8 years, and now we're getting down to, you know, reality. But are we too high? Heck no. I mean, go pay your bills. I mean, these cows are kind of just getting where we need to be. This is all we're doing right now is catching up with inflation. I mean, that's all we're doing. I mean, hey, we're here, and this is where we need to stay. Well, if you're a cattle feeder or a cow feeder or anything, it's just costing you a lot of money to do it. You better be friends with your banker.
People have talked about, as you mentioned, numbers are still pretty low. People keep talking about, you know, when is the rebuild going to happen? When are people going to start keeping these cows and that sort of thing? Do you see that happening anytime soon? Or do you think people are going to hold off for a while yet?
Not going to happen. I mean, we'll get some people to rebuild a little bit, but, you know, our you know, everybody's getting older. People that have the addiction, I mean, 90% of the cow industry is an addiction. I mean, it sure as hell don't do it for the money. So I would say you're going to see the big get a little bit bigger. I absolutely don't see a repopulation of this herd. We're going to find a spot where it's at. This younger generation is not going to do what the generation before them did for zero, for nothing. It's not going to happen. So I say we, is there going to be a rebuilding? Yeah, we'll restock this thing a little bit to kind of get back there, but we're not going back to higher numbers.
So
no way.
So going into the, I mean, couple months out yet probably, but the feeder calf market here this fall, what are you seeing as an outlook for that?
Oh, this thing's going to be high. Everybody's so scared. They're scared of their shadow. Oh, it's LRPM. Let's do this. Let's blah, blah, blah. You know, well, hell, look at, we're 4.5 to 5 months into a bull market. Well, if we're at the end of a bull market in 4 to 5 months, we're in big trouble. You know, next year at this time or 2 years from this time, then you might have some to worry about. But, you know, we're going to see some good prices. But what you have to remember in the cattle feeding business, when you get paid a lot for your gain, you can pay a lot for cattle. Like, I mean, just like feeding a cow or anything else. I mean, when you get $2 or $3 or whatever a pound back for the gain you put on, I mean, these cattle are going to be worth a lot. But last time I checked, just like that, I mean, we got a lot of making up to do. People are feeling, I mean, they're so scared of this thing. Well, when's it going to go down? I mean, it better not go down. I mean, we need these types of prices, you know, for years to come. I mean, this needs to be the norm or we're not going to have an industry. I mean, you look at our expenses. If these cattle aren't bringing, you know, a 500-pound steer better bring $3 this fall, or you're probably not going to make anybody in this cow-calf deal. You know, and it's going to be here. I mean, what's really, really, really going to be a good one is a lot of these yearlings that are on grass and things, you know, these guys kind of bought them, right? And if your feed costs weren't too high, I mean, these things are going to ring the bell. But last time I checked, everybody needs a bell ringer. And our replacement of these cattle, that's going to be the key here. You know, it's going to be, we need to try to keep some of these, you know, smaller to mid-sized feedlots and stuff in order and not let, you know, we're going to be short enough number this fall. And you saw it last year in the fall in the Western run where them packers came in and bought every 500 to 600-pound calf all fall long, 80% of them 10,000 head sales in the West. Because they knew there was a hole right now in this thing. They knew they needed those cattle in July, August, September, you know, when before the yearlings come. And, like, right now, and they do it. I mean, they are professionals. They do a great job of what they do, but they are so short of cattle right now, and look at them cover it up. So are we going to have a good fall? Absolutely.
I was talking to somebody here not too long ago, more in the context of poultry, but maybe it translates into cattle a little bit too. The cost of feed, yeah, corn prices have come down a little bit, but they're still really high compared to historic numbers in the last 10, 15 years. Do you see that impacting cattle here too?
Well, it's an interesting that you bring that up. I've fed cattle my entire life. And I'm 54 years old, and I, you know, there used to always be a way, you know, you'd find somebody to feed them on cost to gain, or you do this, or these feedlots, you know, and we feed in different states and different things, you know, so you see kind of what the cost is. But even around here, which there aren't very many feedlots left, there is no cheap way to do it. You know, these feedlots need to mark up on their feed. You know, everybody, oh, the cost to gain, take the cost to gain down. Well, corn went down, but your expenses and your repairs and everything went up. Corn went down, and hay went up, okay? Corn went down, but your interest is doubled. In reality, our cost of gain, I mean, there's no cheap way to do this thing anymore. They kind of got it in line with the hogs and chickens, you know, things like that. I mean, it's going to cost you a certain amount to raise these things, so where do you take it off of, you know? But the other thing is, now that we've got into a business like this, you got to get in the mindset of these feedlots, or just like a packer, you know, you don't build a feedlot to be half full. I listened to a deal the other day, and I wish I remember who it was. They were talking about, you know, these big feedlots, how their cost of gains and their profitability is all based on being full. So being half full, where you thought you made $100 a head, you really made about $55 if you weren't full, if they were 30% less. And right now, like in that southern tier, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, some of them big feedlots down there, a guy told me he was through them last or 10 days ago. And he goes, a lot of them big feedlots are half full. Well, that doesn't work for these guys, no matter what, you know. So do I see this thing bullish? Oh, 100%. But do you think you're going to do it cheaper anymore? Heck no. That's why we need these good prices.
All right. Anything else worth mentioning here on cattle markets trends before we let you go?
I don't see where you can be a bear in this thing. I mean, I like people call me all the time about LRP and different things, and my advice is, you know what? You know, if you're ready to lose the farm, or if you need to, or if your banker wants you to, why wouldn't you LRP it? It's a good deal. Or even do part of them. But if you're in this thing year after year after year, you know what? We've taken some good whoopings. Now, if you're going to hedge yourself and give $50 a head away, you can't afford to do that if you're a cattle feeder. I mean, we need to make some money. Everybody needs to make money these next couple of years just to make this industry healthy. We all love this industry. We want to do it. Well, the packers got to give us enough money, you know, so we can get, you know, this industry to be back healthy. I mean, that's plain and simple, and hopefully it's there, but anyway, it's just good. It's finally, after 7-8 years of this getting beat up, you know, we definitely got a positive attitude back out here.